Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to be able to come to you today. There's so much going on in current events and just reality in itself that you don't know where to begin. But I think we got a good program for you today. I want to talk about, as a matter of fact, tomorrow, March the 10th, is a day that I'm sure a lot of you aren't aware of. But in case you're not, we're going to help you be aware of it. It's Harriet Tubman Day. That's right. Harriet Tubman Day is what it is. And as we think about Harriet Tubman, some of you probably don't remember what this great lady did, but she done an astounding work toward helping people to achieve freedom. And one of the things that happened was in 1990, a lot of people don't know this, but there was an official proclamation that was issued to the United States and to the states of the United States to celebrate Harriet Tubman Day. It was an official proclamation by the President of the United States that said in celebrating Harriet Tubman's life, we remember her commitment to freedom and rededicate ourselves in the tireless principles she struggled to uphold. And we want to talk about her today. I happen to be president of the Harriet Tubman Cultural Center here in Harrisonburg, Virginia, which was established in March 10th, 2010. And I'd like to say that we are carried on the tradition of this Underground Railroad conductor in terms of helping people to achieve a sense of freedom in their personal life, which comes through personal development and, of course, change. But that's what she worked toward. She helped people to be able to experience the sweet land of liberty. She did that for hundreds of people. But it started with herself. And this wonderful pioneer of freedom, she was born in 1820, and she just had a remarkable life. She was hit in the head as a young teenager by a master who was chasing his fleeing slave, and he ran to a store, and she got hit in the head with a big iron wedge, and she had blackout spells, but that did not stop her. She still was able to achieve remarkable feats in her ministry and her mission. And most people know her as the great conductor, which she was. She was a tremendous woman who just was outstanding. And the most outstanding thing about this lady was that she couldn't read or write, because during that time frame, that era, to read or to write was forbidden by the power structure. You could be put to death, you could be killed, lamed, or maimed if you were caught reading, because the white power structure didn't want you to be educated, because that would help you to have mental freedom. But this woman was just outstanding. She was taught by her parents in the ways of the environment. She had a full understanding of roots, which is called home remedies. And so she was just an outstanding woman. When she thought about freedom, she thought about the structure, how the structure was one that inhibited people from achieving themselves and having the opportunity to have freedom. So she wanted to get free herself, and she wanted to help others get free. She talked about it to her then husband, John Tubman. But Tubman, being a free man, he didn't see the importance of that for her life, but she never let that get past her. And she sought to free herself, which she did. And there's this all kind of remarkable testimony about her when she achieved that. She said when she crossed over into that freedom land, she looked at her hands looked new. She just felt glorious because the transformation had taken place. She just couldn't fathom how wonderful it was. But the beautiful thing about her freedom, what I admire, is that she didn't just keep it to herself. You know, a lot of people, they get a measure of attainment and enhancement in their life, and it's all about themselves. They become arrogant. They become self-imposed and everything, and they forget the bridges that helped her across, helped them across the troubled waters to get to where they are. She just couldn't settle for that. She thought about her family. She thought about her loved ones. And even though she was there walking the streets of Philadelphia, enjoying her freedom, she did not forget about those who were still yet in the land of bondage. And she sought and talked about it many times to the abolitionists, that she had a desire to go back and get her parents, her family. And she did. She did it. She didn't do it just one time, two times, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times. She did it many times. Yes. Many, many times. Working a network with people to help people cross over to the land of freedom. And, you know, there's some remarkable things about her, which is why then President Bush Sr., George Bush, issued a proclamation, which we'll get into a little bit later on in the program. But this woman, she was remarkable in the extent that she believed in divine revelation. Because she couldn't read or write, she had a divine connection with God. I believe that greatness comes from a relationship with God. I do, regardless of your faith. I believe that having awareness of the Creator and you as the created makes a difference. And she was plugged in. And God was her security. Yes. And even though she had a gun, she did, because on her journey she would say that dead Negroes tell no tales. Yeah. In other words, the journey must continue. There's no turning back. Her security was God, and God protected her. Time when she was on the train riding, and the catchers were coming on the train, and she was there, and to keep from being revealed, she grabbed the newspaper and had the newspaper upside down like she was reading it. It's just amazing how God preserved this woman, because she was a strong believer in God's security. And God did. He provided for her. He spoke to her. If it was a big gourd in the sky, the North Star, or if it was the moss that was on the tree that grew toward the north, or the stream she waded through. There was no infrastructure like we observe today. No highways, no byways. but she successfully led people to the promised land where they could achieve their position of being free individuals. Not only was she an individual who trusted in God's security, Miss Harriet Tubman, she was a leader. When she was growing up, she was a leader in work and the operation. She quickly learned the operation of the plantation. She learned the structure. She knew it. And she was a leader to the extent that she was even leased out to other plantations where she worked. So she knew the plantation life. She was very industrialist in that system, which I believe that you can easily cry about your plight. But if you take time to learn where you are, you might find out that the key to freedom is right up under your nose or your eyes, if you would just take the ability to look beyond the plight and the circumstances and the bondages that so many times hinder us. And yes, she was definitely a charismatic leader, which is no reason why she's known of all the great conductors. She's one of the most outstanding ones. And this lady rose up to become a stateswoman who hung out with the likes, notable likes of Frederick B. Douglass and Susan B. Anthony, Sojourner Truth. She was just an outstanding lady. Another remarkable trait about her was she was focused. She was focused. She never accepted her plight or her position in life as a slave. She believed and knew that there was something better for her. Being the child of Ashanti parents, the Ashanti blood was running in her veins, and she knew that this was not her true status in life. She knew that she had something much better than that, and so she accepted the fact that leadership was bestowed upon her. And so she had to be focused in life. She was focused. Being in bondage, being born a slave, was not her destiny. No, she had a rendezvous. And one day she would meet and fulfill her rendezvous with destiny because she was focused. Not only was this lady focused, but this lady, she had a keen sense of destination. She knew where she was going. She knew how to get there. And when the time came, she was ready. She knew the time was coming for her to make an exodus out of that system of oppression and bondage and captivity, where men and women were looked upon as animals, chattel. Yes, when that time came for her to rise up to meet her destination, she was ready. She had a keen sense of destination. And whoever she took from the plantation, who joined her on that destination, made it safely there. And she boldly proclaimed, excuse me, that she never lost a passenger. Never lost a passenger. Nope. Nor did her train ever run off the track. Now, of course, we know this was not a human railroad track or not a real track, but it was a human network of individuals, slaves, free slaves, abolitionists, liberators, who would work together to ensure that men, women, and children, families, could escape to the north. And because of her keen sense of destination, it's noted that many hundreds were set free. She said she could have rescued thousands if only they had could get past the fact that they were slaves. Yeah. She couldn't help them. They didn't know. Another admirable trait about her is this lady. She had such a very wonderful spirit of networking. She was a master in the art of networking. You know, we hear about Harriet Tubman. She didn't only do it by herself. No, she couldn't have done it by herself. But she worked with abolitionists. She did. She worked with individuals who would help her along the paths to safe houses. They embarked upon their journey toward freedom. Yes, she did it. And her network was so involved with individuals of tremendous resource and eager means, willingness to put themselves at risk to help to aid this woman and others along the paths of the Underground Railroad so others could achieve their freedom. Yes, this was so wonderful. You know, when we think about this woman, we think about some of her admirable traits. And so it's just befitting that tomorrow, we, along with several other states, such as Maryland and Washington, D.C., Delaware, New York, celebrate Harriet Tubman's life. We remember her commitment to freedom. And it's a time to rededicate ourselves to the tireless principles she struggled to uphold. Her story is one of extraordinary courage and effectiveness in the movement to abolish slavery and to advance the noble ideas enshrined in our National Declaration of Independence, which says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. After escaping from slavery herself in 1849, Miss Harriet Tubman led hundreds of slaves to freedom by making a reported 920, including herself, through the network of hiding places known as the Underground Railroad. For her efforts to help ensure that our nation always honors the pursuit of liberty and the opportunity for all. She, wonderful woman, known as the Moses of her people, helped many people to achieve this wonderful land of opportunity in spite of all the evil oppression that existed. But she was committed and dedicated not to be at a standstill in life. And she was a lady who was willing to start where she could and would to make a difference. And God advanced her. He advanced her. She started serving as a nurse, taking care of people. In the process of taking care of soldiers, she heard stories about some of their battles, which led her to become a scout and a cook and a spy for the Union Army during the Civil War. Harriet Tubman often risked her own freedom and safety to protect that of others. After the war, she continued working for justice and for the cause of human dignity, which I think is a noble cause. I think that that is a cause that is lost by a lot of people in humanity today. A lot of people work toward selfishness and egotistic viewpoint and just swallow themselves up in arrogancy. But this lady had a commitment for the preservation and the enhancement of human dignity. It's so important. Today, we're deeply thankful, brave, and selfless woman. They have been a, I mean, she's just been a source of inspiration to generations of Americans. And I am proud to serve as president of the Harriet Tubman Cultural Center, which is a constant reminder of me that there are still people who are in bondage and need to be free. Free mentally, free physically, free spiritually, free financially, free culturally. They need to achieve that plight in their life. And so, Harriet Tubman Day, President Bush Sr. issued a proclamation in 1990. And this is what he said. In recognition of Harriet Tubman's special place in the hearts of all who cherish freedom, the Congress has passed Senate Joint Resolution 257, an observation of Harriet Tubman Day, March 10, 1990, the 77th anniversary of her death. Now, therefore, I, George Bush, Sr., President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim March 10th, 1990, as Harriet Tubman Day, and I call upon the people of the United States to observe this day. I like that. I call upon the people of the United States to observe this day with appropriate ceremonies and activities. Yes, this is why we here in the city of Harrisonburg, tomorrow, March the 10th, we'll be recognizing Harriet Tubman Day by the Harriet Tubman Cultural Center. And yes, we would do this by recognizing an individual who has displayed some of the characteristics of Harriet Tubman in helping people with the Harriet Tubman Commemorative Leadership Award. This will be held at an appreciation reception tomorrow between 5 and 6 at the Lucy F. Sims Center for Continuing Education on Lucy Sims Avenue. And this year's recipient has literally touched the lives of thousands. And so we too join in the continuation and the celebration of the issuance of this proclamation. And as he said in the closing of his proclamation, President Bush, in witness whereof, I have hereto set my hand this ninth day of March in the year of our Lord, 1990, and of the independence of the United States of America, 214. Brothers and sisters, we have a lot to be thankful for. This country, we know, regardless of some of the situations that have existed, started with America's original sin. It was wrong, it was not right, because what it did was establish a white society, a society that was founded upon the near genocide of one race and enslavement and kidnapping of another. But it was not right. And even though it worked toward the eradication of a civilization that existed, it established a structure that remains yet today. A structure that at many times majors in exclusion and not inclusion. But we must also realize that it takes freedom fighters who are committed to the spirit of independence to make this country more inclusive in what it's supposed to be. In the early stages of this democracy, the American Revolution, which was those pioneers, even though themselves they had established a structure that was guilty of perpetuating racism, they were fighting for their independence from Mother England because they wanted to be free as colonists. So we see that the spirit of a revolutionary has always been in the fiber of this country. And I think that we must continue to have a revolution of values so that we can work together to have beloved communities all over America. And it takes individuals like Harriet Tubman and others who work tirelessly to be able to achieve as such. So tomorrow, let tomorrow not just be a day of business as usual for you. Let tomorrow be a day where you take time to read about this freedom fighter, this woman who stood for independence, this woman who was so focused to the extent she made sure that she helped people to meet their rendezvous with destiny, to get to their sweet land of liberty, to be able to enjoy the fruits and the virtues of freedom. I believe that your life will be enhanced if you would take time to share that with one another. It's so important. And as you know, how I always say, it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes a difference. Don't worry about what you're going through. Think about the future and what is yet to come. This has been Stan Macklin with Straight Talk, encouraging you to remember tomorrow, March the 10th, Harriet Tubman Day. Have a beautiful week and weekend.